This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, March 10th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Morning.
And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
We'll be running the three-man show at least for 3 or 4 days this week.
Okay.
Jason Bishop in Florida. Said he was coming back Thursday. So I assume he's off all week, but the way he said it on Friday, it was like he might be coming back on Friday.
It's so weird and so annoying that he's nebulous about it.
Wasn't he nebulous? Like, I was misunderstanding.
He was nebulous to us anyway. And here's why it's annoying. Because I'm going to Fort Myers to go visit Joe P, and Vin's going to come down there, you know, his summer home or whatever. We're going to play some golf, hang out. I was going to leave on like Thursday or Friday, but Lurch had the week off. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to leave the guys with two. So I'm shifting it. I'm going like after the show Friday, coming back Monday afternoon, whatever. In other words, I'm missing Monday, not Friday.
Right.
But you just changed my whole vacation plan. Meanwhile, the guy sounds like he's going to be here.
Yeah,
and I
totally
couldn't take it off.
He was very weird about it. We talked a little bit about it at the Altcast behind the scenes.
And he just makes up days as he goes along.
He said he was going to Florida with the family, which is cool.
Yeah, great.
And so we were like, okay, I guess we'll see you next week. And he was like, oh, I'm coming back Thursday.
What?
Well, what does that mean?
You affected
Are you coming back to do the show on Thursday?
He affected my entire
trip. Is he coming back to Ashburn on Thursday but not doing the show? Is he doing the show Friday?
The man's a mystery.
Could you interpret it?
I mean, it's very mysterious.
First of all, nobody cares. But beyond that, he's an enigma. He just a walking out. I didn't even know the guy hadn't laughed in 20 years. I mean,
I don't think it's 20 years, but
I mean,
at least five,
I would say.
And look, I can understand that. We can all understand that he's had, you know, a big loss in his life.
I'm
he was raised
kidding.
By a single mom and all that sort
I'm
of thing.
I'm kidding. It's fine. I get it. But still,
he could just say, I'm going to be off all week.
Yeah, just say what days you're going to be away.
Most importantly, nobody cares or is keeping track.
Nobody cares.
He's constantly pulling me to the side saying, can I come back this day so I can add another? Nobody cares. Just come back when you're back.
Just
so many details. I've stopped keeping track.
Yeah. I don't know. I found it a little odd. You found it a little odd. Cakes found it a little odd.
I don't even care. The only reason why I'm irritated is because he completely changed my plans.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
vacation's at the mercy of his.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was, because I had kind of planned mentally, oh, but he had taken it off first. Fair enough.
Right.
I'll adjust mine.
Right.
But meanwhile, he's just going to show up.
He may or may not show up on Thursday. That's fine. Pretty confident. I just wanted to establish running a three-man show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, who knows?
Big question mark.
We don't know.
No, he's supposed to be coming back on Friday. He said he's driving back here on Thursday or coming back on Thursday.
Driving back? No, he's
whatever.
Back.
Yeah. But he wants to come in on Friday, is what he said.
He's trying to save the day somehow.
Gotcha.
Swirl a day.
That's odd,
whatever.
Too.
Yeah, I would just say I would never take Monday through Thursday and then
knock
plan
out a Friday.
To come back on a Friday.
Knock out a Friday.
The old one-day work week.
Because I know that floating around in the ether, I've got a day off or two that I know that I haven't cashed in. So I'm just going to cash it in.
Yeah.
And not worry about it.
It's just weird. Speaking of getting here, driving here, I told JPN this morning, I got in my car and I knew something was up when my car wasn't warm because my car's on a timer, right? And so it preheats itself.
Fancy.
No, most cars have it today. Mm-hmm. You set a time, it preheats it. It only doesn't do that when you have less than 50 miles in the tank.
Okay.
So
right.
I was like, damn.
Doesn't want to burn up the gas.
I guess. So I got in there, it's like 20 miles, and that's fine. I know I could get to work the way I get here through DC because I only live like 11 miles.
Well, you had 20 miles left in your tank?
Yes.
Well, then how are you going to get back? Is there a where's the closest gas station to
here? That's my issue. Ooh. And the thing is, I had so much stuff going on this morning. You don't even care. But I was doing extra things in the morning. It kind of adjusted my routine. And so I get in my car and I go, I'm going to get to work on fumes. Mm-hmm. And then how am I going to get out of here? Because
don't know.
I went to my map and there are gas stations like 0.5 miles around here.
Yeah.
They're just not visible.
Right.
Nope, we just don't see them and they're not in my way home or way to the club.
You're going to have to go out of your way.
I'm going to have to go out of my way.
Yeah.
And what tilts me more than going out of my way, Cakes?
Not much.
Not much. Not much. Maybe I don't even like to go when the gas station's on the other side of the road.
Maybe being the executive of your mom's estate.
That tilts me a lot.
Possibly.
That tilts me a lot.
Yeah.
Because by the way, we went to my mom's house just to pick up some tax forms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bizarre. I know you guys know this feeling. My mom's still alive. She's still with us. She's doing great. I mean, great's a relative term. She's hanging in there. She's in good spirits. When your parents pass or something, mm-hmm. The house, when it hasn't been there in a while, it looks just like they were just there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like nothing. It's like in a time warp. Like when my mom fell, the cleaning solutions and stuff, because she was trying to clean, are right there by the closet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's a time warp. And I went in there and I tried to find the forms and couldn't find them. And it's also a mini, just a disaster area.
Right.
My mom's house. She just has stuff everywhere. And I got anxiety just going in the house.
Sure.
Did you find your old baseball cards?
My baseball cards are at my house.
Oh,
but
okay. I thought they were still in that closet.
Senator Darren Revelle.
After we had Darren Revelle on, I want to just have a bonfire. Because I collected cards in the most popular era that people collected cards.
Right.
And if you don't have a one of one, so it's useless. So let's just go to my house. Let's just light 15 years, 20 years of passion. Let's just light it on
fire. I'll throw my starting lineup figurines in right at the bottom. They can be the kindling.
I know you're not going to get rid of them.
No, I'll still keep them.
You're going to have those till you die.
I'm a borderline level 3 hoarder.
I thought it was cool that I had maybe 4 or 5 Barry Sanders rookie cards or some.
Yeah.
Those couldn't be more cliche.
Yeah.
They just couldn't be. This guy's got a freaking George Washington signed,
signed envelope from George freaking Washington.
Right.
From like the 1700s.
He's got like the only ticket stub ever to like the first ever Rolling Stones concert, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, and I thought he was an interesting, good guest. We did the Altcast on Friday night, which was fun. I got to tell you. Richmond John song has been in my head all weekend.
Right.
Like if I describe it, it was like I woke up singing stupid Richmond John
really?
Song.
I mean, it was a good song, but it wasn't an earworm for me the entire weekend. I mean, I guess it affected you more than it affected me. But we were all happy to see that it got played in the arena.
Yeah.
Like during the game, that was very cool.
I wish, in retrospect, and EB talked about this at the time, that we had done a little more so that the crowd would have been aware. That it was coming up.
Again,
like, first of all, proceed it with the Pang audio.
Mm-hmm.
Do a video. I thought you had a good idea about us, even if we're just lip syncing in the background, chorus.
Just the chorus. And, you got to get a cap or two in the background. You know what I mean? Build some momentum.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But again, we're not Caps in-game entertainment. Like, they did what they could with it. in a limited turnaround.
I'm not attacking them. I'm not attacking them, Case.
I'm not either. I'm just saying, like, we basically did what we could. Like, what else are we going to do?
That's what happens in an 8-hour period. If something happens like that. I'm just saying in a perfect world.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Look, it was awesome. Zach Leonsis came out and greeted us when we did the alt cast. Mm-hmm. He had little ponies there.
He did,
so we could have some fun during the broadcast. Not to completely pile on Lurch, but it is funny, a couple things about it. First of all, a guy couldn't have been happier when they extended it to a 2-goal lead.
No.
Because then overtime was off the board. Because he was in a panic that there was a chance it was going to go to overtime.
You don't understand. Before anything started, he said, why is there always got to be a ceremony? And I looked at him and go, what are you talking about? Because every time we come here, there's a ceremony before the game.
It's the Rock the Red era.
I went, oh, you're upset because that's adding time. He goes, yes. So
it's like a 3-minute ceremony.
A 5-minute ceremony.
I said it's
going to
be 2 to 3 minutes.
Tilted him because we were going to be there an extra 5 minutes.
They introduced 4 players. And then, very nice of him to stop by, but Doug Kammerer came and he goes to a lot of Caps games. He was there with his son. Really nice family.
He said, I don't go to that many. Maybe 16 to 20.
Yeah, he said 15 to 20. I was like,
what?
I haven't been to 15 games in, I think, eight or nine years.
Now, he lives a little closer and he takes the Metro. I think he's in Chevy Chase. But I've never seen somebody more excited to talk about weather. And we've known this for years.
Oh, he loves
about
it.
Jason. But
Jason has
everybody's got
them
Doug Kammerer.
Like they were going on a date.
Doug Kammerer's like, he's like Jay-Z.
They're going to
like
a hotel room down the street.
I make out with him in the parking lot before he came back.
He just loves weather.
Loves
guys,
weather
man.
So much.
Loves it.
Hey, maybe that was the first time he smiled in 5 years.
He was smiling.
He was smiling.
Yeah.
I can't believe in front of Doug on the air, you told Jason to just Google the weather instead of watching it on TV. Oh, my jaw hit the floor.
I mean, you were
just spitballing.
I think he asked what the temps were.
It was definitely unintentional.
It was so unintentional,
it was unintentional.
But it was funny.
Isn't that what most people do?
Yes.
It doesn't diminish him.
He could be one of the guys that put it on Google.
But if he said in front of you, oh, don't listen to the radio, just Google the score.
I understand what you're inferring, but it's just, you know, most people, if they want to know what happened in the game, they don't wait till next morning to listen to the junks. They Google it.
The commentary about it. That's the same with the weather.
Right. I'm not diminishing his job, but if you really want to know, just look at your phone. I don't know. It's no different. It's a great corollary. Sure. What we do. I'm not expecting you to wait to listen to the junks to find out who won the Skins game. You know who won the game. We do, you know. We'll tell you details about it. We'll have fun with it.
Right. We'll give you our take.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing you know the score.
But it was almost like he tried to add time to the segment because he wanted more weather talk.
He always wants more weather talk.
We were supposed to go to commercial. They're winding down. It's a hard break. He goes, by the way, I can't even remember what the question was.
Are we done with snow?
Are we done with snow? Are we done with snow?
He's a fascinating guy in that he had met Doug Kammerer one time and texts him all the time when he's going to go play golf.
He's very comfortable doing that.
Yeah, it's his guy. It's his go-to.
And Doug's a great guy. Super
great guy.
Nice guy.
I
knew that his daughter had hung out with my daughter. It's because, you know,
same
friends,
circle friends.
Whatever. It's things like that. And then his son was there, and I said to my son, and my daughter said, actually, I do more stuff with the son than I do the daughter. I didn't even know that. I would have mentioned it. So I'm just stupid.
He didn't care. He just wanted to go back to the game. He's like,
I know, but I was just saying,
Dad's taking me away from
thing.
The third period.
I didn't have any small talk.
You didn't have good small talk queued up
with the kid. Yeah.
Oh, it's all good. All good. Hey, NFL free agency officially will start at noon.
Can we mourn Drabby's team? I felt bad for Drabby.
He will a little bit later.
He's got a new team.
He's rooting for my old team. He's rooting for the Raiders now.
I get it. He has to because his team's no longer.
Yeah, it's been.
It would be like getting rid of Jaden and Terry.
It's an implosion.
Wow. What a day.
Well, we'll get into that. The Seahawks do trade away their quarterback and one of their star receivers. A lot of receivers on the move. And Myles Garrett, it was all talk. We'll get into all that throughout the show. Nikki Javala from the Washington Post will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll get into the Commanders, who they have re-signed already, who they will let walk, and who they might bring in. We'll get into all that here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You can always call us at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines or text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955. Serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Right before we went to break, EB brought up Trav potentially being sad about Geno Smith being traded.
For him? Just for the team formerly known as the Seahawks. I don't even know what they are anymore.
So the Seahawks trade Geno Smith. It's not like Geno Smith's been with the team for 10 years, but he likes Geno Smith.
He loves Geno Smith. He likes Geno Smith. It's like his third child.
I think he's been defensive about Geno Smith.
I think Drab tweeted over the weekend something to the effect of, if Geno Smith has 1,000 fans, I'm one of those fans. If he has 100 fans, I'm one of those fans. If he has one fan, I'm that fan. Mm. I'm paraphrasing, but he loves him some Geno Smith.
I felt for you.
Thank you, Eric. He is a third child. I am the biggest Geno stan there is. Ride I love that die. Guy. I mean, and you know, I wore the Raiders hat today.
I see that.
I'm 49.999% in. I just might need one little nudge. I don't know. I mean, they got Geno. They got Pete.
What if Tyler Lockett signs
Lockett
there?
might put me over the edge.
That might be the final push that you need.
You want to just abandon them? Or you got to, at a minimum, suspend your fandom of the Seahawks? You got to, at minimum, suspend it.
What did you do with Cliff for a while? You put him on notice?
Probation.
Yeah, they're on top secret.
Drab can pull the classic move that we always goof on people for. He can have an NFC and an AFC team.
Oh, I love that bit. That's my one of my...
Well, there you are.
Hey, look, I played for the Raiders and Pop Warner.
Right.
They were one of my first loves. So.
I like how you're going deep on this one. I like it.
It's part of my history.
It is.
So we knew DK was on the block. Were you completely flummoxed that they traded away Geno Smith?
I was.
Because now you got just Howell.
Well,
Sam Howell, such an afterthought.
I know, but I'm just saying that's all they have right now.
Yeah, that would change. That could,
they're going to get somebody.
That will change either in a few days or in
today.
In a
by noon, he'll know who's quarterback.
I mean, the rumor is Sam Darnold. What did Geno turned down? Geno Smith turned down $45 million and didn't have a counteroffer. What do you want him to do? I'd ship him out of town, too.
So did he get a new deal with the Raiders? No.
That's the expectation.
I mean, what sort of world are we living in where Geno Smith turns down $45 million?
The same world where Daniel Jones was making $40 million a year?
That's bizarre. Well,
right? I mean, if you know Daniel Jones is making $40 million, you're like, well, I should be worth $80 million.
I mean, it's a great to be an NFL quarterback.
I saw Jay Gruden say he didn't know what the Raiders were doing, and it was a good move for the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
They freed up a ton of cap space. I'm actually not the biggest DK fan. He's a pain in the ass. He gets 100 sportsmanlike conduct penalties all the time.
By the way, Mike Tomlin's going to have his hands full. George Pickens and DK Metcalf on the same team.
Well, who's throwing them the football?
Well, right now it's Justin Fields.
It's going to be a lot easier.
Looking that way.
It's going to be a lot easier.
I mean, they've been
rumored. But I've heard reports that Justin Fields wants to test the free agency market.
I've seen those too, and there are rumors that they're after Darnold too.
Yeah.
So Darnold's a hot commodity.
Darnold is a ridiculously hot commodity.
Which a year and a half ago, people would have laughed in your face.
And I guess they're just absolving him from the last two games.
Well, at the end of the day, you do have to look at the back of the baseball card, right? You have to look at the back of the football
card. Well, the back of the baseball card for him or the football card is mostly not good until this season.
Yeah, but look at this season.
I'm sure his agent is advocating for these teams to look at games 1 through 15 of the 2024 season.
Of course.
Don't pay attention to what happened in the Lions game and late in the season. Disregard that.
But that's life. It does. The last two games doesn't mean that he's awful. I mean, people, you know, it happens. You have your worst two games at the end of the season. It happens.
It is a little risky. I mean, the guy had a flop career until those 14 games.
Right. Definitely risky, but I don't think that just because his last two games sucked means that the other 15 were all fake. I mean, there's something there if you coach him up.
He's still going to get a fat deal from somebody because quarterbacking is in high demand.
Well, he's still relatively young.
Darnold?
Yeah. Seems like he's been around forever.
He's 28. 27 or 28.
27 years old.
Yeah, 27.
Yeah. I love a rebuild. Fans sleep on rebuilds. Yeah. They're a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun sometimes. You don't know what to expect.
Fast, Drab.
Sam Darnold could be our QB, could be Jackson Dart, could be Shador.
Could be Kirky, could be Kirk
could
Cousins.
Be Kirk.
You don't know.
By the way, how random was it that Kirk was in town? Did you see that? He was tweeting over the weekend that he and his wife just decided to come to where, I guess maybe it was near their anniversary, I don't know, but where they got engaged and, you know, where his early part of his years were with his wife or whatever. And they were like, they took a picture in front of like the monument and they went to a steakhouse and ran into Santana.
Nice.
Her cousins were just chilling in town.
That is weird.
So random.
You would think he would never come back here.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, he took a picture with Trump. He was all over the place.
Did he take a picture with Trump while he was here?
I mean, either he did or I got faked out by an AI, but it looks pretty real.
I didn't see that one, but yeah, that's probably true.
Hey, he made a lot of money here.
Oh, he made so much money. Yeah.
Think he has some good memories.
He did.
How much has Kirk Cousins grossed in his NFL career?
Cakes always goes that.
I love getting a guy's pocket.
$250 million?
It's minimum probably. 250. It's a minimum.
Has to be.
He's made a lot of money. Speaking of a lot of money. Myles Garrett, who said he wanted no part of Cleveland,
right,
said he wanted to go to a winning organization, go to a contender. It's all posturing.
Right. Well, when you get $40 million a year put in front of you, you let bygones be bygones, and you'll play for a crappy team.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows you what Myles Garrett is like most NFL players. They're going to follow the money train. I mean, DK Metcalf, I believe his parameters when he was talking about getting traded, he wanted to go someplace with warm weather and with a good quarterback. He's going to Pittsburgh with a big question mark quarterback because they gave him $150 million. So this is what these guys do. And
yeah,
that's
why I almost never believe them when they say they want to go to a contender and all of that.
By the way, Kirk has made $295 million. He's grossed that in his career.
Mm. Yeah, but poor guy still has his closet with that space for the Lombardi.
Yeah, well,
and it's probably never going to get
pretty
filled.
Pretty sure that space is always going to be available.
Maybe
it's probably going to be
you
open.
You could get it like a backup. You could be a backup somewhere.
He can glom on with the team late.
He get a Wentz.
Yeah,
he can get Wentz a Wentz. Got two.
But here's the problem with Myles Garrett signing for $40 million. They still don't have a quarterback. So if you're the Cleveland Browns, you can keep all the money you want to Myles Garrett until they get quarterback solved. you're just burning $40 million on a great defensive player with zero chance of contending in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So until they get that figured out, he's going to be playing in obscurity in Cleveland for the next, what, 4 or 5 years.
I take it back. Carson Wentz, because he didn't get it this year.
Yeah.
He had a chance for a second Super Bowl ring, but the Chiefs lost.
Gotcha.
Couldn't remember when he signed with the Chiefs, because last year he was with the Rams, or the year before, right?
Mm-hmm, I think so. I think so. So today is going to be...
Myles Garrett is going to stay in Cleveland. I was thinking about this. We spent several segments talking about the possibility of the Commanders signing Myles Garrett. He's off the board. Mm-hmm. We didn't spend a ton of time talking about Davante Adams, but when he became a free agent, like, whoa, should they add him to Debo in the mix? He's with the Rams.
I kind of like that fit because Cooper Kupp looks like he's going to move on. They're going to cut him for salary cap purposes. He doesn't have to be the number one. That's Nacua. And if Adams plays anything like he did in the last 7 or 8 games with Aaron Rodgers, I think it's a really good signing.
We spent a little time talking about DK. You know, just we understand that they had greater needs, especially after they signed Debo, but you see those big names. Well, he's off the board. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Stanley was somebody who was like, well, here's an offensive lineman that maybe they could add to the mix because you want to bolster the offensive line. He got a big fat deal, $20 million a season, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the guys that we thought, the big names, are off the board for the Commanders. I mean, Josh Sweat's still available. So 12 o'clock, we're going to find out.
Yeah, today's going to be an awesome day.
Hey, going back to Cooper Kupp and Devontae, they cut Cooper, or they're cutting him, because he's too old and expensive.
Right.
And then they signed Davante Adams, who's...
older and more expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Cooper Kupp, I mean, they would know, but he must be just completely washed.
That has to be.
Giant red flag.
They must know something about Cooper Kupp where they're like, we'll roll the dice. I think Davante Adams is 32 at this point.
Well, if you looked at his last 5 games, he was almost invisible.
Kupp?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. Went from being
Stafford quit looking at him.
He went from being
maybe he wasn't getting open.
Yeah, Devontae is 32. He'll turn 33 on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
it must just be a pileup of injuries.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So I don't know. Everyone's focused, and I was getting caught up in the idea of having this iconic threesome there at receiver. But at the end of the day, I've maintained throughout the entire all season that defense really is where I think we need the most improvement.
I would kick the tires on Cooper Kupp if I'm Adam Peters. Now I'd give him the world's most thorough physical. I mean, I'm gonna drill down on that ankle 100 times to see what's going on there.
Yeah.
But if he passes my physical, he's gonna be on my radar.
So when he walks into Commander's Park, he's gonna walk right through a big MRI machine.
Oh yeah, that's a perfect idea. Just get right in the tube, Cooper. You don't need to see the facilities yet. Get in this tube. We're gonna check you out.
Yeah.
And then if you don't check out, we'll just send you on your way. That's a great idea, actually.
Not bad. No, today's going to be super exciting. All that stuff's going to start leaking right at noon. I'll be just about to tee off. And I expect, do you expect at noon, there'll be some Commanders news? There's going to be NFL news for sure.
Well, I know we're going to get into the Commanders in the next segment. There's already been news, but it's more on a minor front or kind of the expected front.
I'm talking about adding a different
player. Will they add a player by noon? I don't know by noon, but I'm going to say by 2:30.
So in the first 2 hours, they'll have announced.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about their own guys.
No. I know
somebody off the market.
I know. It'll be like some random offensive guard from the Colts or something that they're going to sign.
It'll just be random. It'll be nothing. It'll get you a little bit sized.
No, it'll be. I think that they're going to make a move a la Frankie Louvu, which was a very good move.
Yeah.
And he's a very good player, but not somebody that was at the forefront of anybody's mind. I think Peters probably has some guys that he really likes.
Are there any other Niners that he could potentially have his eyes on?
Hargrave just got released, so that could be something to help bolster the defense. That's a possibility.
I could not believe.
We talked about Hufanga, who's the safety, and Chevarius Ward, who's a corner from San Francisco, are free agents.
All right. They could be targets. It's always a familiarity.
I need an offensive player to be signed, and I don't mean an offensive guard either. I need a skill position player to be added to the mix to make some movement.
Debo doesn't count.
He counts, but I just mean in this phase. Yeah, I'm on to the next DB. I need something else.
I don't think there's going to be a splashier move. Probably on not. Offense than Debo Samuel.
I need
Samuel.
Another dopamine hit. I need something.
I mean, Debo Samuel is a pretty big time move.
It's a very big ad, but JP, that happened like 5 or 6 days ago.
You need
so
a
now
new
I
one.
Need something more recent.
Right.
It's all recency bias.
Right.
Well, I don't think they're going to go snag a tight end. I don't think they're going to spend more on a wide receiver. So it's got to be maybe an RB for you.
RB wouldn't be terrible, but that's kind of, to me, that's like third or fourth round of the draft. You just grab an RB that you like, get him into the room, let him compete with Brian Robinson, and go from there. I don't know if there are any sexy running backs out on the free agent market currently that would make a good fit for the Commanders.
Well, Aaron Jones was the top guy, and he's done. Signed a 2-year deal with Minnesota.
He had a sneaky good year last year. Now, he dealt with some injuries too, but he went over 1,000 yards rushing, over 400 yards receiving. He had a good season.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll get into what the Commanders might do next. And we'll kind of fill you in on what they've already done.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on the day that teams can legally tamper NFL free agency. Why do they even do this dance where Wednesday it becomes official and they call it tampering? Just say free agency starts today.
It should be free agency starts 6 a.m. today. And then just off to the races.
Well, it starts at noon. But, of course, teams can re-sign their own players before they hit free agency. Yep. And that's really what Adam Peters has been doing. We got the news on Friday, I believe it was, that they re-signed Bobby Wagner. Which I think was critical for the defense, coach on the field, leader, who also happens to be productive, led the team in tackles.
Second
team All-Pro. Yeah, Bobby Wagner's back. And then they did the same thing with Zach Ertz.
Right.
So both 34 years old, both had productive seasons for Washington. They're running it back with Ertz and Wagner. Ertz had 7 touchdowns in the regular season, had a really good postseason. I believe he had 11 catches against the Eagles in the championship game.
He was way more productive than I think even the most bullish person thought he might be in this offense, because the big question mark on him was, can he stay healthy? Can he play throughout the season? And he answered the call.
Besides Terry McLaurin, he was the biggest red zone threat for the Commanders. And safety blanket for Jaden Daniels. He had nearly 700 yards receiving, almost 70 catches. So Zach Ertz back, Bobby Wagner back. They also signed Zane Gonzalez to a minimum contract.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who it looks like will be their kicker, although we know that there's going to be competition.
Also reports John Bates is going to return on a 3-year deal.
So Bates signs a 3-year deal. So you've got Ertz, Bates, and Sinnott. They're running it back. I mean, I think the theme of the last week is running it back.
Right.
Well, I think for the most part, you can't just add 40 new players.
Yeah, that's what they did last season.
I mean, you gotta, it was a successful group. You're gonna tweak where you need. I would like them to see, for the most part, kind of tweak at every level, but you can't just do wholesale changes.
I think that's what they're gonna do, and I don't know that they're gonna make Cakes happy, because I think they're going to address the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they're going to look at the defensive ends available, the defensive interior linemen that are available, maybe some guys in the secondary. And I don't think you're going to get your splashy offensive player. I have somebody for you, though, Cakes.
I understand those guys are important. And I know Adam Peters is going to spend some of his war chest on interior offensive and defensive linemen. I'm just telling you, it's not sexy. For me, it doesn't move the needle for me.
I have somebody for you. Would this move the needle? It's kind of an under-the-radar player.
All right. Give me the position first.
Running back.
Under-the-radar running back. Okay.
And you mentioned San Francisco connection.
Yeah.
Would you be intrigued with Elijah Mitchell?
Elijah Mitchell.
And I don't think he played last year because of injury.
He's been mostly a backup, and he's had injury issues.
But there's your San Francisco connection. He, as a rookie, ran for 963 yards.
He doesn't really do a lot for me.
Sixth round pick by Adam Peters.
Yeah.
One's assuming. I mean, Adam Peters wasn't the GM.
Adam Peters loves him, and he was involved with picking him, and he can get him for a cheap price.
He's been McCaffrey's backup. So when McCaffrey's been hurt, he's played, and he's played well.
Doesn't really do a lot for me.
That's the kind of splash he's talking about.
He seems very like B-Rob-esque level, and I'm looking for more than that.
Well, if you're looking for more than that, you're probably going to have to address that through the draft. Nobody likes to draft
those
guys
high. I'd
rather
get a pair of fresh young legs, JP, than some guy who's been around the league for 4 or 5 years.
I don't think you'd go for J.K. Dobbins, would you?
No, I mean, the guy's had so many injuries. Now, he was a great story last year because he came back from all those injuries and put together an impressive campaign for the Chargers, but damaged goods.
I don't think they're going to do receiver. I know you want them to.
Here's what I think they're going to do with receiver. I think they're going to re-sign Noah Brown and or Zacchaeus because their big splash is obviously Debo. And they might sniff around for some other bargains that might be out there.
Don't you think that's a pretty good group, though? I mean, you know, I know everyone wants a superstar at every position, but Debo, Terry, McCaffrey, Noah Brown, and Zacchaeus, that's pretty solid room.
I think it's a big drop off after Debo, but I think Noah Brown, if he's healthy, he's very solid. He plays a solid role where he's kind of a big possession receiver, got a little bit of burst, a third or fourth wide out on your team. You could do worse.
As long as he's
healthy.
And expect a jump from McCaffrey.
Let's hope so.
McCaffrey has, I think he has some, his future is bright.
So your biggest names left at wide receiver, if you believe they need to bolster wide receiver, Higgins got franchised. Mm-hmm. Chris Godwin from the Buccaneers coming off an injury.
Looks like he's going to be re-signed in Tampa.
Stephon Diggs also just, coming off an injury.
He might just be a headache.
Amari Cooper. Kind of a dud in Buffalo.
He just seems like he's been around forever. It's kind of over Amari Cooper.
Then there's a real fall off. Then it's D-Hop.
No thanks.
Keenan Allen. He seems like he's 100.
Keenan Allen is old, but he always kind of intrigues me. Now, he's gonna miss 3 or 4 games because of like a soft tissue injury. That's just what he does.
But man, they say he's one of the best route runners in the game.
Really good route runner.
Yeah.
Hollywood Brown, who you said you were kind of intrigued by.
The Chiefs re-signed him.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay, Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson. I mean, that guy was on 4 teams last year. Maybe 5. That guy was hopping around from team to team.
I think they made their splash receiver addition. I think they did.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Yeah.
So, Trey Hendrickson's available via trade. Are you intrigued by Trey Hendrickson?
Yes.
Am I intrigued by, like, what, 17 sacks?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, 17 and a half but each of the last 2 seasons.
I mean, wouldn't the compensation be big time?
Sounds like a second-round pick gets it done.
We got some of the most room in the league. The Bills just re-signed Josh Allen. He's getting, like, $55 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you think Jaden's
going to
get in a couple years?
Huh?
What do you think Jaden's going to get in a couple years?
I don't know.
I mean, his deal might approach $400 million.
Do you buy this? I was listening, I think it was on Friday, and somebody called. No, you know what? I was listening to Adam yesterday, and I was driving around, and Adam had all his enthusiasm. He was getting a ton of calls. I give him credit. But somebody was just, they were advocating to re-sign, or you're not re-sign, because I think he's under contract, but to keep B-Rob, and here was the sell.
Okay.
He averaged 4.1 yards per carry in what most consider a down year.
Mm-hmm.
With, I would say, a fairly mediocre offensive line. Give him a real dominant line. Focus your attention on really upgrading the line and see what the kid could do. He's not going to turn into Saquon.
It's not going to be Jahmyr Gibbs all of a sudden.
No, but if you give him a real line, let's be honest. A lot of times when we watch Brian Robinson and he was, you know, 2 yards in a cloud of dust, there wasn't a lot there. I personally didn't think there was a lot there that Brian was leaving on the table. So you give him, this is the argument that a caller made, and I was kind of buying it as I was driving around. Give them a bolstered, dominant offensive line, you're going to get more production from Brian Robinson.
I mean, he's never had more than 799 rushing yards in a season.
He's been remarkably consistent.
I mean, here are his rushing totals. 797, 733, 799. Averages 4.1 yards per carry.
That's not horrible. That's not horrific. And by the way, he's had a very mediocre line in his entire time.
Okay, when are we going to stop making excuses for B-Rob?
I'm not making excuses, but it's just like you can't have an all-pro at every position.
I understand that. And if you want to run it back with him maybe for one more season and see if his yards per carry upticks to 4.5, which, by the way, he's never done in his career, but maybe he'll get better as he gets older. I just feel like
they need
a little more pop and juice in that backfield. And I don't know if Brian Robinson delivers that.
In a perfect world, I agree with you. But when in a world that we live in, where you have to make choices, why not work on bolstering the offensive line, which could help Jaden?
I think they should do that, but they should also try to upgrade at running back. I don't think Adam Peters loves Brian Robinson.
I don't think he does.
I think he inherited Brian Robinson, and he's just waiting to find something better.
I agree with that.
And he hasn't taken the plunge quite yet.
I agree with that. But, again, you're not going to have an all-pro at every position. You're going to have to make choices. You got to just make choices. And maybe one of the choices is, all right, he's not great, but I think we can win. I mean, we scored 30 points a game with him. Let's bolster the offensive line, which will help Jaden, which will help everybody else. And, you know, our running game should also benefit from that. I mean, it's a logical thought.
Maybe.
It's not that dissimilar, to be honest with you, though. The thought experiment that failed with the Giants, where they wanted to build around Daniel Jones, and it just didn't happen, right? It was the same similar philosophy they tried.
I think that they're going to. I don't think they're going to sign a free agent running back just because I don't think there's a lot out there. I do think Peters is going to spend a fourth round pick or better on a running back.
Well, that's fine.
Upgrade the running game.
Well, right now they don't have a fourth round pick, right?
Did they deal that in?
I don't think they have a third or a fourth.
But they're going to get one.
They've got a first and second. Then you got to take a couple rounds off.
They can always maneuver around the board.
We all know they're trading down. Some of those first three picks they're trading down. It's a guarantee.
I don't know if it's a guarantee.
Oh, it's just a guarantee. It's what they do.
What if, you know, in the first round they love somebody who's there for them?
In one of the first three picks they trade down to acquire more picks. It's just a fact. They're going to do it. There's no way. I'll bet anybody all the money they're not going to only have six picks.
All right, which if that's the case, then I don't think they're going to be in the mix for any of these trades because all these trades teams want compensation via the draft.
I think they're probably not.
I think they made their big splash trade.
I think they
with
made
Debo.
Their big splash play with him and Lattimore, which they still got to see the dividends from. But I think I'm willing to bet all the money they trade down to acquire more picks, take more cracks at it. And look, we all want Pro Bowlers at every position. We all want to find the next Saquon, but it's not necessarily realistic.
As much as Cakes wants them to make a splashy move, which will move the needle for him personally, with a wide receiver or a running back.
Need it.
They're going to probably look to edge rusher. We'll tackle that next. What should Washington do? Do they bring Dante Fowler Jr. back? He seems unhappy, so it seems unlikely. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.